The chorus of opposition to U.S.'s controversial decision to recognize Syria's occupied Golan Heights as part of Israel has gathered more voices. At the Arab League summit in Tunisia, Lebanese President Michel Aoun condemned President Donald Trump's decision, calling Israel's illegal annexation of the Golan Heights a huge threat to the Lebanese sovereignty. He called on Arab countries to unite to protect the occupied territories and ensure peace in the region.
The decision does not only threaten the sovereignty of a brotherly state, Syria, but it also threatens the sovereignty of the Lebanese state, which owns lands that were gradually beaten off by Israel, particularly the Sheba Farms and the Kfar Shuba Hills. How can we small countries feel reassured when international charters and rights are being undermined and when the international legitimacy which governs the UN-recognized borders between states is being challenged?
Israel occupied Sheba Farms, a small strip of land at the intersection of the Lebanese-Syrian border and the Golan Heights, during the 1967 war, arguing that it's part of the Golan. Lebanon has stressed its undeniable sovereignty over these areas, saying it is working to demarcate its borders with the occupied Palestinian territories in an effort to fully recover them. Political experts say Trump's Golan decision has seriously raised alarm in Lebanon.
We have an American president who is going fully on board with Israel, you know, behaving more like an Israeli leader. We had the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem. We had the recognition of the Golan Heights. So I think what President Aoun said, I think, is really accurate. There are genuine fears that Trump might go ahead and also include the Sheba Farms, the Kfar Shuba Hills, because that's what Trump appears to be doing step by step, further recognizing Israeli annexation of territory.
Lebanon and Israel remain technically at war as a result of Tel Aviv's continued occupation of the Sheba Farms and Kfar Shuba Hills. Lebanon has made its stance clear that it will use all possible means, including armed resistance, to retake its territory. Arab leaders across the region have roundly condemned the U.S. decision to recognize the occupied Golan Heights as Israeli territory, agreeing to unite and counter such measures. For its part, the Lebanese government has stressed that it would not spare any efforts to recover all Israeli-occupied land and defend the country's sovereignty. Rana Alaeddin, Press TV, Beirut.